Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome in to another edition of Home Run Throwback. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter. It's been a minute since I've recorded a podcast. Figured today would be a good day to jump on. It is Monday, June the 19th. Obviously, the thing that we are all paying attention to right now is the DeAndre Hopkins saga. Where will he sign? Last week, he visited with both the, or over the last couple of weeks, he has visited with both the Titans and the Patriots. Left both places without a contract. There have been reports by Mike Florio and then confirmed by Buck Rising that the Titans did extend him a contract offer. So I'm not sure if the same is can be said for the Patriots, but listen, the Titans really, really need DeAndre Hopkins, okay? And I don't know how much he has left. If you go back and watch his tape from last year, he can still play. And I do think that he's a guy that even if he loses a step, he can still play because of how good he is at creating separation and all those like crazy sideline catches that we've seen him make against the Titans for years. Now, he also gets to push off on every single play. We've seen that for years as well. So that can't hurt his ability to continue to catch passes, even if he's not as fast as he was earlier in his career. But for the Titans specifically, they desperately need him in their wide receiver. And again, I don't think we should expect him to come in here and be, you know, an all-pro receiver. But when you look at what the Titans have in the receiver room, which we have talked about, you know, ad nauseum about how thin that group is and, you know, everything that's going on there, that they need him. They desperately need him. I mean, you're talking about Treylon Burks, Kyle Phillips, Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, Rayson McMath, whoever else, right? Half of those names aren't relevant. But especially anybody else that I didn't name is not relevant. They need bodies. They need quality bodies. And at this point, DeAndre Hopkins is the only one that is available without having to spend draft capital. And, you know, there's been plenty of other receivers that have reportedly been available via trade, and the Titans could certainly explore that, but you know, they already traded a draft pick in next year's draft to move up to get Will Levis. So I would assume that Rand Carthon wants to hold on to as much of the draft capital that he still has, you know, going forward into next year, because they're going to have a lot to do as far as replacing guys on the roster next year. They're going to have a ton of cap room. And, you know, this is really, you know, Rand Carthon, obviously this was his first draft, his first offseason, but really next year is where he's going to get to really put his stamp on this team, because you have Ryan Tannehill's contract expiring, you have Derrick Henry's contract expiring. It's freeing up a ton of money that he's going to be able to spend in ways that he sees fit. So I don't think he's going to want to box himself in with another, by trading another draft pick, or even by, you know, bringing in a receiver that has a big contract currently. Now, if the right thing becomes available, you know, obviously there would be circumstances that he would be glad to do, because it would make the roster better even going forward. But DeAndre Hopkins is the easiest one right now, because he is available without having to give up any draft picks, right? So that's kind of where we're at there. As far as the contract goes, I would imagine that it would be basically a one-year deal. Now, they may add on some dummy years to spread the cap hit out across, you know, multiple years, where they didn't have to, you know, put as much against the cap this year, and partially because they don't have very much cap space this year at this point, right? They can create cap space. They can do a simple restructure on Harold Landry's contract and create a bunch of cap space. Now, does Carthon want to do that? I don't know, because again, the cap for the Titans basically resets after this year. And so anything that you push out, it pushes into kind of that cap reset. Now, assuming Harold Landry's healthy, you know, with his age and all that stuff, the contract that he has, you expect him to basically play that out. So, you know, tying up more of, or, you know, pushing more of his money into future years is not as big of a deal, because you don't think it's going to hurt your team that much, right? Because he's going to be here, you're going to be paying him anyway. So what his number is, it's not that big of a deal. Again, especially considering what's coming off the books. So I would expect, you know, wherever he signs, Hopkins being, to be basically a one-year deal with some dummy years. Go look at Odell Beckham's contract if you want to kind of an idea of how that structure is probably going to work. I would assume that the Titans will try to do something similar with that deal. So, you know, again, I don't know where he's going to sign. I don't know how long it's going to take. I was hoping that it would get done sooner rather than later. Just the longer it drags out, the more that, you know, we're going to have to think about it and talk about it and all that kind of stuff, and just not really, you know, I mean, I guess it's something to talk about in this dead period now, because, you know, the Titans wrapped up their offseason program last week. And so now, moving forward, you're basically done. There's nothing going on until training camp starts. I think they said July 25th is that camp's going to open. So we have, 6 weeks here, basically. I guess not that long. A little bit more than a month, 5 weeks, before, you know, that really ramps up. And so it's going to be, you know, all Hopkins all the time until then. So that's kind of what we're looking at there. All right, coming up here in just a sec, we will talk about some stuff we'll have going on over at Music City Miracles over the next few weeks.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so we're going to do a little bit of a series of questions at Music City Miracles for the next few weeks, again, because things are going to be dead. There's not going to be a lot of news to talk about, so we'll strike up some conversations over there. One I posted last week was the greatest player in Titans history, and my caveat for that was it had to be a player drafted by the Titans. Obviously, you go back into the Oilers days, there's a lot of really good players. And then a lot of good players that came here and were a part of the Titans, but were not drafted by the Titans. Steve McNair, Eddie George, Bruce Matthews, you want to go back further, Earl Campbell, Warren Moon, all those guys. Those guys, of course, were only Oilers. But, you know, just to kind of narrow it down a little bit, I kept it to guys that were drafted by the Titans. And I said in the post, and you can go read it over there, for me, Derrick Henry is the easy answer. I think Derrick Henry's a Hall of Famer. I think he should get strong Hall of Fame consideration, even if his career ended now. I think that he's not done yet, and so if he has another strong season this year, I think that he will pretty much solidify his campaign there for the Hall of Fame. And I know, like, you can look at running backs and maybe his, like, career stuff doesn't rate with some guys, and there are still guys at this point ahead of him on the list that are retired that are not in the Hall of Fame. But when you look at dominance, Derrick Henry and how great he was for, you know, a 2-year span there, and obviously the 2,027 yards and all that stuff, and just the way that he could change a game. I think there have not been as many guys. And listen, I love Eddie George, and Eddie George was a great player for this team. But Derrick Henry was way more of a game changer than Eddie George was. Way more of what you would think of as a Hall of Fame guy than Eddie George was. And again, I think Eddie George is a great player in the Titans Ring of Honor. Absolutely should be. But, you know, to me, Derrick Henry is way more of a game changer than Eddie was, because Eddie wasn't going to break up the long run. Now, he did it in that playoff game in Indianapolis. If you remember, if you've been a Titans fan long enough to remember that, of course, was in the 99 Super Bowl run. And you remember Eddie watching himself on the Jumbotron running into that end zone, not watching himself, but looking up to see how close guys were to him that were chasing him. An iconic run for anybody that was a Titans fan back then. But again, give me Derrick Henry over him any day of the week. And again, I love Eddie George. So that was where I went there. And you can go look at the post to see a little bit more into what I talked about there. Today, we're going to talk about the worst player in Titans history. And as I've been thinking about this over the weekend, quite a few names come to mind, quite a few names of guys that were drafted and were drafted, you know, higher than they should have been. But just to give you a hint, mine will be a guy from the Jeff Fisher, Mike Reinfeldt era. I think it was Mike Reinfeldt was the GM. It was Jeff Fisher that was calling the shots at this point when this guy was drafted. So you can check that out. That'll be on Music City Miracles at some point today. So anyway, just doing some kind of fun discussion stuff like that over the next few weeks to kind of kill the time before training camp starts and to kind of, you know, like I said, give us something to talk about other than DeAndre Hopkins. So that's kind of what we'll have going on. Be sure and check that out. The podcast, it'll get obviously a little bit more regular as the season kicks up. You know, once training camp starts, we'll be pretty much daily throughout the season. So go ahead and subscribe to this. Again, just search out Home Run Throwback wherever you get your podcast, and you will find that there. We'll have a ton of cool stuff going on in season, all that stuff. And I'll get a couple interviews and stuff lined up here over the next few weeks. Just guys that you'll want to hear from that are, you know, kind of Titans media insiders, and we'll get kind of their perspective on what this team is, what this team can be in the 2023 season. But again, all that coming up. You can see my work at MuseumMiracles.com, and you can also follow me on Twitter @JMorrisMCM. So thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later.